Doing this little thing on Kobe Lee. Are you closer to him than other teammates because you're both from Idaho?
Why are you laughing, bro?
I like that, bro.
No, I feel like I'm close to everyone about, you know, about the same. I do like to shout out Big Idaho before he comes out. Before he comes out in starting five, just to get him ready, you know, representing Idaho. You know,
I call him Big Idaho.
Big Idaho. So, and he gets him pumped.
How do you think he's handled this increased role with Yoli's deal and kind of how he's stepped in?
I think he's been an absolute stud, you know, and his numbers show it too. You know, just stepping in and, you know, hitting shots, getting rebounds, and then coming off, and then letting Yoli do his thing, and then throwing him back in there, and then he's back where he was at the start. And so the dude's an absolute stud. He's going to keep getting better, and he had a great day at practice too.
Alex, are these the kinds of weeks that you have to remind yourself to focus on one game at a time with what looks like a really big game on Saturday, but you got to kind of remind yourself like Thursday first?
Definitely, for sure. That's one thing that we try to do, just take every day, one day at a time, and work as hard as we can and get better as much as we can in that one day of practice, or that one day of the game. I mean, we definitely see Gonzaga after this San Diego team, but we know that San Diego is going to be a good team, and they're going to bring it just as much as every other team's brought it this year, and it's going to be a battle, so we got to be ready for them.
Coach was saying earlier that the Gonzaga game this weekend doesn't really mean a whole lot if you guys go out and just don't show up against San Diego. Has he brought that up with you guys too?
Definitely. I mean, he's been stressing that the past few days and today for sure. Just reminding us that every day is a battle, and especially in conference, like every game counts, no matter who it is. So as long as we can beat this San Diego team and move on from there, then we'll be good, and then we're on to the next one, and it's just as big of a game.
Connor, what are your memories of that last San Diego game? I'm sure they're not real good.
Yeah, you know,
but
it's just
had a good game, if I remember.
Yeah, you know, it's just payback, though. You know, they kicked us out of the tournament and WCC tournament, and, you know, all of our hopes, and so, you know, I think that's why coach is on edge a little bit too. Is, you know, that's it's a time to answer the call and to get back at him.
In a weird way, did that shape how you and your teammates that were a part of that team approached this season? And if so, how did it shape what you guys did?
Yeah, you know, I think it left a horrible taste in our mouth. And so ever since the end of that game, like, I think a lot of players recommitted themselves to this next season and saying, you know, that's not going to happen to us again. Because not only, like, were the coaches embarrassed, we were embarrassed, and we knew that we were better players than that. And so this whole off season, and it shows out on the court how people have been working hard, how we've been, you know, intended to listen to the coach. And so, you know, thankful for the hardships, but also a great opportunity to play them again.
Alex, when the schedule comes out, do you guys just, like, go over with a fine-tooth comb and look at, well, we have to play San Diego at home, then we got to travel to Gonzaga while they're waiting for us? All those little nuances of the schedule, or is that just a kind of immediate thing that overanalyze?
I feel like the players try to leave that up to the coaches, planning out and stuff, but like, just overall as a team, we take it a couple of players were joking after last game. We're like, man, like, all we know is the next team that we play. Like, we don't know the third team after that, like, who we play. Like, we're just focused on the next game, the next win.